Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mariners take a commanding 2-0 lead as they head back to Seattle over the Jays, who, look, a lot of things about this game that I could talk about, and I'm going to push back on, look, you know, with the Yankees, I'm going to push back on some of the narratives about the New York Yankees. I am, because I'm watching the playoffs now. I'm watching the playoffs right now. I'm watching this series in particular. The Mariners scored 8 of the 10 runs off of home runs. Like, the idea that you can't hit home runs in the postseason and win, or that the Yankees are built too much on the home run, the problem isn't they're built on the home run. The problem is then they're not hitting them in the postseason. Bottom line. And I'm watching the game, like, you get 2 3-run home runs, and Yesavage throws an absolute hanging split finger to Rodriguez that gets hit a mile. Like, the Blue Jays played the Yankees spectacularly well. They have not played them well here. And the contact, and they put out good at-bats, and the Yankees strike out too much. The Yankees rely on the home run, and the Yankees strike out too much. Do you know the Mariners obviously scored 8 of the 10 runs via the home run, and they struck out 14 times. The Mariners struck out 14 times. The Blue Jays struck out 5 times. 14 times, the Blue Jays struck out 5 times. They won the game 10-3. The Blue Jays put the ball in play as much as they did against the New York Yankees. They didn't get any hits. And Vladimir Guerrero is having a miserable first 2 games of the series after dominating the New York Yankees. Dominating. The Yankees don't hit good pitching. You know what? Nobody does. That's how we know it's good. And I could just turn on the Dodger game and watch Blake Snell completely shut down the Milwaukee Brewers, who do it right. The Milwaukee Brewers, they put the ball in play. They have good at-bats. They're built like a playoff team. Their coach holds players accountable. That's the kind of team you need in the postseason. Never mind the fact that the Brewers fail every single year in the postseason. And, the way the Yankees play, on base percentage and home runs, they don't hit good pitching. They never hit anybody's ace. Nobody hits good pitching. That's how you know it's good. And Blake Snell just stuck it up there, you know what, for 8 innings. And the Yankees don't play fundamental baseball. The Dodgers clearly making fun of them. The Dodgers had a double play on a ball off the wall. How's that for fundamentals? There's a play in that game. Bases loaded. Teoscar Hernandez hits a deep fly ball to center. The center fielder, it goes in his glove, off the wall, back in his glove. He throws it in and gets a force play at home and third base. How's that for the great fundamentally sound Los Angeles Dodgers? The minute that ball hits the glove, if you're tagging up on a deep fly ball to center field, you have to know the rules. The ball doesn't have to be caught. The second it touches his glove, you are allowed to take off for home. There is no excuse that there is a forced play at home with the bases loaded on a fly ball to center field, a deep fly ball on a ball that ends up hitting off the wall. That's an embarrassing display of base running fundamentals by the almighty Los Angeles Dodgers, who like to trash everybody else. and took glee in knocking the New York Yankees for all their faults. That's the dumbest play I've ever seen. Never mind the fact that defending champions won the game and are probably going to win again. So there's a little bit of a reach there, but I'm going to take it. What the hell? Because they are a friggin' dominant baseball team. But that was stupid. That was stupid. Here's the problem with the New York Yankees. Here's the problem with the New York Yankees. I'm sorry. The Yankees aren't built in some way where they can't win. On-base percentage and home runs are their offense. It was good enough to score 16 runs in 12 innings against the same pen that shut them down in game number 4. The Mariners just won this game and have won this series, really, have won these first 2 games, on base and home runs. They strike out just as much as the Yankees did. They struck out 14 times in this game. 14. That means they made 13 outs another way. 14 strikeouts. More than half of their outs were strikeouts in this game. It didn't stop them from scoring runs. The Yankees aren't built by the sabermetrics and the analytic people in a manner in which they can't perform in the postseason. It's just not true. It's not true. If Aaron Judge of 25 was in the World Series last year, there might have been a parade. If Giancarlo Stanton of last year played in this series against the Blue Jays, they might still be playing. The guys got to perform. They performed all year. Why are they not hitting the home runs in the playoffs that they're hitting in the regular season? That's the question that the Yankees have to ask themselves. You could build it different, and of course they evolve. Too many right-handed hitters for all those years? They changed. They added a bunch of left-handed hitters. Now they have more left-handed hitters than right-handed hitters. Right? They go out and add aces when they feel like they need to. They added Cole after losing to the Astros in 19. They've added Max Fried this year. They brought in Bellinger, who has the approach everybody loves, the contact approach that everybody loves. He was terrible in the postseason too. Why are they not transferring? And it's not because of great pitching, because they didn't do it against the lousy Toronto bullpen that the Mariners have now hit and the Yankees hit and pounded for 12 consecutive innings. Why are they not consistently performing the same in the postseason that they are in the regular season? I don't know the answer to it, but they've got to get to the bottom of it. And the other thing that is painfully clear about the New York Yankees in both the regular season and in the postseason, and I said this during the regular season when everybody was complaining about the June swoon, I went on this big rant about how I don't care about the June swoon I shouldn't say I don't care, but it's less troubling to me than the fact they can't win games against their division. That was far more troubling to me than, you know, the June swoon that kind of ended with, getting swept by the Marlins and losing 2 out of 3 to the Texas Rangers, or how, you know, they lost 3 out of 4 to the Angels. Like, they were struggling, losing to everybody in that June swoon where they played 10 games under 500 for over a month. But it wasn't so much the June swoon and the way they were playing. It was that they were getting their asses kicked by teams inside the division. They had a miserable division record. I think they ended up a game over 500 after all said and done, but still not good against the division, and that's been a problem for years. Look at the way the Blue Jays are playing this series. Look at the bravado they have. Look at the body language they have. Look at how they pitch, because I'm telling you, did Yesavage, did the Yankees do him favors? I guess on some level, sure, but he didn't leave a hanging splitter up in the zone at any point during the Yankee game. And he left one. He left a big, fat one there for Rodriguez did for a home run. Why don't the Yankees carry their on-base and home run prowess into the postseason? And then when you look at how the Blue Jays are playing the series, you look at how Vlad's playing the series, you look at how the offense is playing the series, you look at how the pitching, why do the teams that know the Yankees best dominate? Why did the Blue Jays, who are now struggling in the very same building that they were...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Supermen against the New York Yankees. Yankees couldn't hit them. Yankees couldn't stop them from hitting. Like, it was foot to ass, unlike I have. And the Yankees lose all these, you know, they lose at least one of those series in every postseason. They haven't won. But I don't ever remember, even the Astros series, even the 22 sweep, it never felt like any one game was so much foot to ass as the two games in Toronto. How come the Yankees roll into Toronto and the Blue Jays are so freaking confident and absolutely kick the crap out of the Yankees, but the Mariners roll in, Vladimir Guerrero doesn't have a hit in the series, and they just look like a different ball club? Why is that? Why do the teams that know the Yankees best and play them more than anybody else have something on them? Like, you can't tell me Max Fried did not pitch all that well, and Max Fried, you know, was an ace and has had his ups and downs in the postseason. I'm not saying they're cheating. I want to be very clear. Not even sarcastic. I'm not being sarcastic right now. I am not saying the Jays are cheating or doing anything wrong. But they had they have something on Max Fried. Like, he's got his ass kicked every time he played them this year, and particularly in that building. Like, they just know his tendencies. The scouting against the Yankees, whatever it is, I don't have an answer. But they absolutely pound the Yankees. Why do they look like, why, for a team that I have called the frauds for forever, are yet in this generation of Vladimir Guerrero, they're yet to win a playoff game against anybody else? They have lost every other playoff game they have ever played. It's why I called them, part of the reason I was calling them frauds. They have lost, they've been swept in every single wild card series. They've lost now the first two at home in this building where they look dominant against the Yankees. Why have they lost to every other playoff game that they have ever played except for 3 out of 4 against the Yankees? And it took a miracle comeback to win that one. Why? The Yankees need to figure out why the Boston Red Sox, who they were able to find a way to win in a 3-game series. But why do the Boston Red Sox, hell, even the Tampa Bay Rays, why do the Red Sox and the Blue Jays know exactly what to do to beat the New York Yankees? And maybe it's an easy answer if they see them all the time and the Yankees are predictable. Maybe that's it. Or the Yankees don't have a lot of high-velocity arms that the Blue Jays struggle with. Or whatever it can, maybe it's just a great matchup. I don't know. But it's odd to me that Miller, who's a fine pitcher and had a really good year last year, how does he walk into that building and completely dominate an offense that Max Fried can't get out at all at any point this season? Something's up. The Yankees need to figure out why these teams that they play so much and know so well, why do they have a scouting report far better than what the Yankees have against them? That's the question. If I'm specifically looking at this Blue Jay series and just their body language, just the way they're playing the game, they play the Yankees as if they know they're going to win. They play everybody else like it's up for grabs. Why? Why? I know we all want the Yankees to make a million changes and, you know, have a bunch of arises and have a bunch of, you know, Ernie Clements. And then maybe, just maybe, they'll make the playoffs. And then if they get into the playoffs, they'll play the brand of baseball that we all expect to win in the postseason. Never mind the fact that the teams that do it aren't going to win in the postseason. But that's fine because the Dodgers play the same way the Yankees do. They just do it with three Hall of Famers, so they do it better. And the Brewers who play that type of game, they're going to be gone. The Blue Jays who play that type of game are probably going to be gone. So, like, there's no secret sauce to how to win in the postseason. There's no way to know Polanco is going to be, if the Yankees signed Polanco, we would have been so pissed that they didn't go out and trade for a better piece or go get Polanco. He got a $7 million one-year deal in February because nobody really wanted him. And now he's the hero of the ALCS. There is no secret sauce. There's no one play type of player or type of game that you know will be successful in the postseason, nor is there a type of game or playoff system that you know will fail in the postseason. They've got to play their game. They haven't. And particularly against this division, why do they kick the Yankees' ass? Why do they look so comfortable? And why are they playing a different series against the Mariners than they played against the New York Yankees? The Yankees need to figure out how to change a little bit, how to get their guys to perform in the postseason, and they need to figure out what the hell the Red Sox and the Blue Jays are doing to figure them out at the level like this where it's damn near impossible to beat a lesser talented Red Sox team, and it's absolutely impossible to go into Toronto and beat this team. Why? Because it's not as simple as they throw the bat at the ball. I promise you. That is a lazy narrative. It's not the case. Because again, they just got their ass kicked by a team who does the same thing as the Yankees. They hit three home runs. They struck out 14 times. They won 10-3. The Yankees are capable of doing that. Why don't they? And why do the Blue Jays play with such a swagger against them? Those are the questions that leave me pondering.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.